Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. The man who fatally shot 10 people in a Southern California dance studio had once been a regular presence at the studio, even meeting his ex-wife there, according to CNN. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration in a Los Angeles suburb. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
Our sheriff's SWAT team approached and cleared the van and determined the suspect sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and was pronounced dead at the scene.
The man was found dead in a white van after a standoff with police in Torrance. One House Republican is calling President Biden a, quote, serial classified document hoarder. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Ohio Representative Mike Turner questioned if Biden showed the documents discovered in his private Delaware residence to anyone. Turner said that's the only reason he could think of as to why they weren't taken out of the classified space. Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, weighed in on NBC's Meet the Press.
To put those in unsecured spaces is irresponsible.
Senator Chris Coons says the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's possession will not be a deciding issue for voters in the next election.
What's going to matter going forward is how this is handled, and President Biden has fully and promptly cooperated.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Delaware Democrat says the issue is not one keeping Americans up at night, like the day-to-day concerns like inflation and the cost of prescription drugs. I'm Dave Collins.
Sports, the NFL's Final Four is set. The San Francisco 49ers have a return engagement to the NFC Championship. Getting past the Cowboys Sunday night 19-12, they'll visit the top-seeded Eagles on Sunday. The Chiefs and Bengals will meet for the right to represent the AFC in Super Bowl 57. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Vice President Kamala Harris is marking the 50th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision.
Here and now, on this 50th anniversary, let us resolve to make history and secure this right.
During a speech on Sunday in Florida, Harris announced that President Biden is issuing a memorandum to further protect access to medication abortion across the country. What to do when it comes to exercising and feeling sleepy?
Should you work out when you're tired? The simple answer, yes. 1 in 3 Americans are sleep deprived. But according to Dr. Phyllis Zee, director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, it's a perfect cycle. First, there is clear data to show that regular exercise improves sleep quality. Research also shows that if you sleep better, you're more likely to exercise. So, even if you had a bad night's sleep, you should maintain your physical activity. I'm Corey Myers.
At the movies, there's no stopping James Cameron's Avatar sequel, The Way of Water. It soaked up another $19.5 million across theaters in the U.S. and Canada. It's been number one each of the 6 weeks since its release. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish came in second, while horror comedy Megan was in third place. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we keep trying, and the fight is ever ongoing. But thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Bonta joins us now from the American magazine, The New American. He's the executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for the magazine. Hey, Steve, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Hey, well, the documents just keep falling out of Joe's left tennis shoe. I mean, there's just more documents being found. And then over the weekend, boy, I'll tell you, the spinmeisters were, were on steroids, you know, trying to make this try to go away as quickly as possible, which is ironic after all the, what have you, they did over Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago deal, right?
Well, it's hard to feel much sympathy for the Democrats. I mean, they, after all, created this sort of brand new hysteria. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, this law that they're using to go after, Trump, and of course now, very reluctantly, Biden, and of course, refused to apply to Hillary Clinton, was supposedly, to go after people who are actually, committing espionage and things like that, mm-hmm. give them more, yeah, technically you can prosecute people for this stuff, but the Democrats made a thing out of this with Trump, who was in fact president at the time, and as such had the authority to declassify documents. That's pretty much the buck stops with him. Mm-hmm. And yet they went after him like he's some sort of a Mata Hari. And of course, meanwhile, as we know, with Hillary Clinton and her infamous server, nothing seen here, acid washing hard disk, nothing there either, surely.
Right.
And now with Biden, I think they're still desperately, albeit feebly, trying to make a similar case that, this isn't the same thing, you see. Because
yeah.
Biden's not as evil as Trump,
right?
So therefore, that's pretty much what their feeble pleadings amount to.
Yeah, that's like, exactly
really
right.
I mean, being hoisted by their own petard, so whatever.
Exactly, and it is not the same. I mean, you got a president versus a former president versus a vice president, a president who has all authority to declassify, and a vice president who doesn't. They're exactly right. It is different.
Yeah, and I mean, this is just, this is so emblematic of the left, that the old expression that I don't think people use anymore, I think it comes from Shakespeare, methinks the man doth protest too much.
Mm.
And this is so typical of the left, that anything they scream and hyperventilate about, it turns out, are things that they are doing, starting with, collusion with Russia and the Ukraine, all the rest of it, you know, everything they accused Trump of doing, falsely as it turns out, they're actually, they and their murmurs.
It's the very thing.
Doing,
exactly.
Know? And not once, but, it's over and over again, you know, it's not just one individual, but it's so I don't know. I always say that there's a sort of, you know, the right has got to be right because the left tacitly admits it through their own actions. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that they consistently hold us to a much, much higher standard than they hold themselves.
Yeah, they're
just
plus
in the case for decades.
Yeah, they're just and they're so wrong, Steve. I mean, you know, that's the problem. I mean, you have to suspend any kind of sense of intelligence and reality in order to go into this. Like you said, there is just a long line of accusations. I've often said that people who are guilty self-indict. All you have to do is listen to them. Whether it's Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, they go to, you know, Hunter Biden, you just go right down the line. They end up, somehow the truth finds a way of coming out. The thing that I found quite interesting here in the last couple of days was that the judge decided that Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton was just a waste of time and gave him $1 million bill, you know, for attorney's fees in protecting Hillary Clinton. It's like, wait a minute, you know, it's clear. I mean, I think there's enough proof there. We've got, you know, that she lied about it. This was a false document. We're talking, you know, about the Steele dossier. And Trump was saying, hey, look at, you know, foul, and goes to the court. And the court says, you know, again, the hatred towards Trump is that normal rationale is out the door, Steve.
Well, it's been remarked over and over again that we really have evolved into a two-tier justice system. And contrary to what a lot of people might think, it's not a question of the rich getting different treatment from the poor. It's the insiders, the connected people, getting different treatment from everybody else. Because Trump is nothing if not wealthy, but he doesn't have the right friends. He doesn't have, obviously, the right point of view. He's not one of them.
Yes,
there is a minority of centimillionaires and billionaires out there who are not in bed with the left, who are not who are not kept, as it were. And you can always tell because they're the ones that always lose in court. And and you can see this with poor Donald Trump. I mean, you know, I have to say that I think when he ran for office for president the first time, he was certainly a bit naive about everything.
Right.
And he's certainly been taught a clinic in what he's up against.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think the people have a gripe against Hillary Clinton. We spent over $70 million of legal fees to prove that Trump was a Russian surrogate based on this Oppo research. And she gets away with it. But meanwhile, we the people, you know, we pay the tab for this.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, there was a case a few years ago, as you no doubt recall, in the U.S. Navy submarine,
submariner, like right? That. Exactly. Yeah.
Right, and he inadvertently took a couple. Well, he took a couple cell phone pictures inside the submarine to send to his fan. I put them on Facebook or something, and in the background you could see some of the instrument panels. And boy, oh boy, there's no mercy on him. I mean, the full weight of the law was applied, and he was put in jail. I think for 6 months, something like that.
Oh yeah,
and,
exactly.
And I mean, at the time that, you know, the contrast between his case and that of the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton could not have been starker. You know?
Exactly. Well, a proof again that the people are seeing this as a two-tiered justice system. If you know people in power, call them the deep state, call them what you want, but they've got their own fraternity and they've got special rules, and the special rules allows them to get away with just about anything.
Yeah, and I mean, we shouldn't delude ourselves into thinking our system's ever been absolutely perfect. Obviously, there's always room for improvement, and there have always been misapplications of justice in American history. But it's become so egregious that we really do resemble more and more one of those third world countries that we used to smirk at, where I remember a certain country I used to spend a lot of time in. I won't name it because I have a lot of affection for the country, but in a particular area where I used to live in a long ago day did research. There are these two individuals that were constantly vying for the equivalent of like governor of the local region, and they would go back and forth being in power, getting elected, going in power. And each time the one got in power, it would immediately jail the other one. And this went back and forth. This had been going on for like 20 years. And every few years they'd have elections, and the current rogue would be thrown out, or rogueess. One of them was a woman. And would immediately be, you know, and the triumphant opponent would get into office and immediately level corruption charges and send the other one off to jail. And this went back and forth several times. And I remember feeling a bit smug about that, thinking, oh, you know, I'm glad my country's not that backward, you know. But alas, no longer seems to be the case.
So we want to delude ourselves. He's the executive senior editor of the New American. Stay with us. We got more from Steve after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we've got Stephen Bonta from the New American Magazine. He's the executive senior editor there. Before we get into Davos, let's talk about, Ron Klain stepping down. News over the weekend. Make any big whoop on that?
Not really. It just strikes me as the usual sort of revolving door that you have in Washington. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, here he is. He's been basically the architect for the Joe Biden agenda, pretty much. And, for him, I saw it as a little bit of a surprise and maybe a bit of a tell. Maybe I'm looking too much into this.
Well, it could be, proverbial rats abandoning the sinking ship. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I think with the document scandal, it's still too early to tell. Mm-hmm. I think that the primary purpose of this scandal is not necessarily to drive Biden out of office, Watergate style, mm-hmm. but to make sure he doesn't run again.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're headed with this, but that's just my opinion. I'm not privy to what these people talk about behind closed doors. But it does seem to me that I don't know that any rational mind would want Kamala to ascend to the Oval Office at this point. So,
yes.
Probably if I were a Democrat strategist, I'd be saying, well, let's do the best we can with what we've got for the next 2 years, but make darn sure he doesn't think about running again. So that's probably what this is about.
Right.
That's just pure speculation on my part.
Yeah, because you see them. You see some of these, like Joe Manchin, others taking a step back in a way. They're trying to hold on to some credibility because of the doublespeak and the hypocrisy that's quite obvious here to the American people.
Well, I mean, it's obvious to you. It's obvious to me. It's obviously not obvious to a lot of people. Otherwise, there wouldn't be so many Democrats still in Congress after the elections last fall. So,
To hear Joe Biden talk, I mean, here's all these great things they did, supposedly, in his first 2 years of office, and going, well, if that was the case, you guys should have, there should have been a blue wave, that it took place in the midterm. As it was, you got a little bit of a spanking, and I think there's some analysis there that you can break down. But,
I think, the thing is, I suspect, now I don't know you personally, but I suspect you probably don't spend a lot of time, marinating your brain in CNN, MSNBC, NPR. But there are people who do. There are a substantial number of people who do. And for those people, they increasingly inhabit an entirely different discursive universe from what you and I consider to be familiar. They're not hearing anything about the sorts of perspectives that we hear on radio shows like this one, in a more dilute sense, maybe in Fox News and some of the more conservative sort of quasi-mainstream conservative media outlets and obviously podcasters and so forth. There are a large number of people who simply have zero exposure to this, except what they hear about us on NPR, whatever. And for them, everything is topsy-turvy.
Yeah. Does it bother you that we invest taxpayer money into NPR as biased as it's become?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, over the years, NPR has managed by grotesque accident to field one or two quality shows. I'm thinking of the late great Car Talk, by and large, it is nothing more than a propaganda machine, and not just in the sense of the news. I mean, most of the things that they feature in their cultural shows, and as someone who used to be a university creature, I was exposed to NPR a lot,
right.
And this kind of thing. I grew up in an NPR household, and so so everything they talk about that they think is interesting and relevant are things that that resonate with the American left. For example, a preponderance of their cultural things are going to have to do with LGBTQ issues, for
example,
as they're currently being framed in the media, and these are things that frankly. For the audience of the likes of Fox News, these things, are just sort of a grotesque sideshow and not something they want to hear about 24/7.
Exactly.
But,
well,
so anyway, yeah.
Well, for such a small number of their constituency and the demographic, they get a lot of attention, on NPR.
an inordinate amount.
It's not as small a number as you'd think. There are large numbers of people who think like this. They're geographically concentrated. Mm-hmm. So if you don't spend a lot of time, say, in Northern Virginia or New York City or most of the urban left coast, mm-hmm. you know, you might be forgiven the impression that the majority of Americans are just, you know, hardworking, you know, folks that, you know, just kind of Christian folks and church going and so forth. And in, you know, in flyover country, that's true. Mm-hmm. And even in some of the larger cities in flyover country, like in Texas and so forth, mm-hmm. you know, that's still substantially the case. But there are these, you know, these aggregate, I mean, you know, the maps don't lie. There are blue states and blue cities where, you know, a large, I mean, not a large majority, but if nothing, you know, a substantial minority in some areas. I mean, certainly Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. I was in Brooklyn last couple years ago, and my impression was, I get it. I see why the likes of AOC are so popular here, because, right. you know, there's nary a soul there like you or me.
These are her people. Hey, let's talk Davos. You're right. Conformity is required. Debate is a cancel-worthy sin, huh?
Mm. Yes. Well, I mean, Davos is we're talking about the World Economic Forum here,
right?
Which, as you know, well, pre-COVID, and now that we've sort of declared the pandemic under control, we're back to the pre-COVID, you know, the status quo ante, which is and was that this annual get together in a small skiing and alpine village in Switzerland, otherwise unremarkable place, town of about 10,000 people, has become the setting for the last 53 years of this World Economic Forum, which has mushroomed into kind of, you know, traditionally the first big internationalist globalist confab of the year. And it's sort of the place where the agenda gets set. You know, they don't necessarily sign a lot of documents. That waits for the, you know, the later, the big UN conferences that are held typically starting in the late spring and through the summer, where the actual rubber hits the road, where they, you know. So this is sort of the agenda setting meeting. And, you know, and traditionally it's held in January for that reason. So it kind of set the tone in on Planet Globalist for the rest of the year. And again, just like, you know, our local Democrats and liberals that we were just talking about, the globalists inhabit an entirely different sphere than you and I do. And I'm not talking so much about the fact that they all fly private jets and they're rich and so forth and so on. I mean, that's part of it. But a bigger part is, again, they see their entire system of values is just diametrically opposed to ours, mm-hmm.
yeah.
for the most part, you know, and this always comes out, very, very obviously at events like Davos. This year, probably the most telling event was the panel on the environment, in which former Vice President Al Gore participated and delivered this unhinged rant. I mean, there's just mm-hmm.
He channeled his Thunberg, his Greta Thunberg, you know.
Oh, well, I actually paid homage to her in his 7-minute screed. If you watch any, that's the one thing that turned heads. I mean, I'll say this: kudos to Al Gore for at least, you know, showing people what the mentality is like, being very open about it. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them, you know, they dress in suits and they speak in the proper, you know, reverential cadences that might lead you to suspect, well, these people are just a bunch of businessmen. You know, they're mm-hmm. sober-headed, you know, businessmen and this sort of thing. And there may be a few like that get invited to Davos, but the majority of them are hardcore radicals in suits who know how to play the game, who know how mm-hmm. to pretend to be, you know, respectable, civilized people, when in fact they're basically modern-day Luddites and levelers and diggers and extremists of every stripe, whose ultimate goal is to roll back all of the gains of the last several hundred years of Western civilization. That's
right.
What they want to achieve.
Because their fear is that the Earth cannot sustain 8 billion people.
Sure. Well, I mean,
that's their doctrine. Yeah, and we're just gonna eliminate as many millions of people as we can to save the planet because they've deemed it so. And where's the science to back that up?
Yes, well, that's a whole different can of worms.
We can't talk science. We really can't talk all these things that they wanted us to believe. Oh, yeah, just 2.5 years ago with COVID. Stephen Vonta has been with us. Stephen, thank you. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Bill. Same
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. In case you missed it over the weekend, the March for Life took place. And, of course, the mainstream media doing everything they can to tap it down. I have been searching all over to try to get a better account of the numbers that were there. Clearly, what they repeatedly say is there were tens of thousands. I think some that were there have estimated well over a million people showed up, to March for Life. There were some antagonists there, a minimal number whenever they referred to them. It was, hundreds of them, that was all, which might be a rounding up error. But regardless, there was quite the demonstration and people coming out because this was the first. This was the first event since, Roe v. Wade was turned back to the States. With us right now to talk more about it is Terry Beatley, pro-life speaker and author. Terry, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be on.
Well, break it down. What did you see?
Enthusiasm. Mm. And I didn't see tens of thousands of people. Mm. I saw hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes, right.
And, were there a million? I have no idea, but I can comfortably say there were probably at least 300,000 to 400,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is young people. Young people,
yes,
make up such a huge percentage of the March for Life. But the elderly were there as well, and everybody in between. And it was hundreds of thousands of people. And one of the coolest things was they redirected the route because Roe v. Wade's been overturned,
mm-hmm.
But we still want good, positive pro-life legislation on all fronts. They rerouted the march, and it went up I forget the name of the street. I don't know, it's Jefferson. But anyway, it goes beside the Rayburn Building and the Senate Building. And there's some marcher who had this massive flag, very lightweight flag, real high in the air. And he stood out in front of, I guess it was the Senate Building, and he blew that flag. The wind was blowing, and it says, "Life wins." And it flapped and it flapped and it flapped while hundreds of thousands of people walked around him. It was awesome.
That's incredible. I love what Mother Teresa said. I feel that the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion, because it is a war against a child, a direct killing of the innocent child murdered by the mother herself. And if we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another?
Right. Well, and then one of my favorite quotes from Mother Teresa is, any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love.
Yes.
Which ties in with the co-founder of NARAL, you know, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, when I interviewed him. And by the way, we have, I'm getting ready to tell your audience, on a massive 14-foot wide sign. So Dr. Bernard Nathanson was the co-founder of NARAL Pro-Choice America. He's the one who trained Planned Parenthood on how to kill babies in the womb. But Dr. Nathanson, because of science with real-time ultrasound, he became 100% unequivocally pro-life. And his parting message to America, when I interviewed him, he said, tell America to love one another. Abortion is not love. Stop the killing. And that's what we had on a great big banner. And up at the top it says, the co-founder of NARAL says to love one another.
Yeah, right.
It was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, the
we
thing is,
we pulled the sign to the side, and we had literally you know, thousands of people stopping, take pictures of it. It was awesome.
That's great. Yeah, Terry, the thing is that we've had, 49 years now, 50 years of experience of this country subjected to abortion. The movement that is just, picking up and been picking up steam. You and I have been watching, the growth of pro-life, and the way it's happened and starting to cover our country. In many ways, just based on practical experience, you've had 50 years of the medical community, not at large, but the medical community who have been involved with abortions, just lie to people, just flat out lie to people. And experience has taught them different. Planned Parenthood has taught them different. Experience defines preference. And we have realized the hard way that in God's order of things, who ordered everything, like gravity, for example, it does exist, doesn't it?
Right. Absolutely. Well, one of our slogans now is truth defeats deceit.
Yes.
And a lawyer from up in Massachusetts recommended, when the Supreme Court was they had already heard the oral arguments, and then it went into that 6-month period of time where they were, debating it, forming their opinions, the justices. And he highly recommended that I write a letter to every Supreme Court justice, customize it, make enough copies for all of the law clerks, introduce Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the co-founder of NARAL, who admitted to deceiving Supreme Court justices, explain it, and then send our fact-check booklet, which is a little 4-inch by 6-inch booklet, about 40 pages, And I want all your listening audience to go to joseinitiative.org and order, 1, 10, 20, a case of 200. Everything rests on, we have to get the people educated. So I sent, dozens of these up to the Supreme Court, and only God knows who read it. Did it firm up, Justice Roberts, sort of loosey-goosey position? That everybody was on pins and needles. Only God knows, did it affect somebody? Did it change somebody's mind? Did it shore up, their fortitude for standing for justice, for righteousness? So one of the themes.
Well, it may have, Terry, affected the leaker that they still can't find out who it is. Imagine that, a small group of people, and they still can't figure out, who was the one that leaked out the decision.
Right, yeah. I can't remember when that happened. I think that happened after I sent my information. I believe I sent mine at the end of February. But be that as it may, God has a plan. But his word tells us, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
If every young woman who's contemplating an abortion knew what you and I knew about abortion and the history and all the lies, the propaganda, the vast majority of them, you know it, Bill, would not choose. If they could have a feeling of hope, you know, that they don't have to kill, that there's this, that you can be hopeful and that there's beauty.
Exactly.
It's not about giving a baby up for adoption. Could there be any more negative way of speaking about something so beautiful? She's providing life for her baby through adoption.
And listen to all these stories, Terry. All these stories of children that were there. They were on the line to be aborted. The mother, by the grace of God, changed their mind, put them up for adoption. And these success stories of people that you would otherwise not have heard about.
Right. Well, and then the other people were there as well who survived abortion.
Yes.
You know, the doctor went in to kill them, but by the grace of God, they survived abortion.
Mm.
So everybody was there and, you know, white, black, rich, poor, old, just, and I think to have the opportunity now to go, beside the House and the Senate, I'm talking about, you know, not, I mean, yes, it was to the right of the Capitol building, but I'm talking in front of their personal offices,
right.
Rayburn or whatever that building's called.
Mm, yes.
If I was an elected official, and let's just say I was pro-life but a little squirrely on it, you know, if I saw those hundreds of thousands of people doing what they were doing, I would have to be, anyway, a little bit more shored up on the issue, a little bit more brave.
I would think.
So anybody saying that the march doesn't do anything, oh, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah.
Well, you can tell that it does because the mainstream media has done everything they can to tap it down and to make it less significant. You know, going back to, you know, some of the lies that they said early on, you know, in that message that Bernard Nathanson, that the letter that you wrote was so important because they said they flat out lied to the court. And the court bought it. You know, it's like this, there was a picture of a gal that was there at the, if I can say that, a woman who was there at the march, and she was pro-abortion, and she had a coat hanger necklace that she was wearing.
Yeah, it was just one of the many lies. Yeah. And I encourage people to read about the lies in the book. Go to abortionking.com. Order the book. It has excellent reviews. We want every family to have a copy of What If We've Been Wrong. That's the book I wrote as part of the fulfillment of my promise to Dr. Bernard Nathanson. Get America educated on what he did and how he deceived. But he became a Christ follower.
Yes, exactly. Got to go to break, Terry. She continues to be a fighter for life. Terry Beatley continues with us. It's 18.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-through. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
The best thing that they can do to help their friends, their family, their neighbors, is to implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Let us all together thank God for this beautiful occasion where we can all together proclaim the joy of spreading peace. The joy of loving one another and the joy acknowledging that the poorest of the poor are our brothers and sisters. And let us all join in that one prayer. God, give us courage to protect the unborn child. For the child is the greatest gift of God to a family, to our nation, and to the whole world. God bless you.
Terry Beatley, the words of Mother Teresa when she received her Nobel Peace Prize, didn't want to accept it. Pope Paul II encouraged her, said, look, for the cause of life, she was not one to run to the spotlight. You know, she her mission was to serve the poorest of the poorest, she says repeatedly. But what a dear heart. And a woman that carried, for a little woman, carried such a big message, huh?
We call her Saint, Saint Mother Teresa.
Yes, right.
Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And again, what we see is this message of love. And also what she was so brilliant at was keeping control of the language, which I would certainly say, and this, I was so excited because it's like, oh, we have more time to, so I can get this out and I can share it with you. That was one of the big things, next steps. I think that was the theme of the March for Life. Mm-hmm. And one of my team players went to, I think it was the Thomas More Society presentation, and they were talking about taking back the language. Yes. Well, I'm so happy to share with you that we're 2 years ahead of this.
Mm-hmm.
One of my team players was in prayer asking the Lord, this was a couple years ago, right before Christmas, and she was asking the Lord for clarity on how do we combat my body, my choice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it was like a download, and it was two things. With child, go back and use the biblical language. Nowhere in the Bible do you see the English translation pregnant. Mm-hmm. It was always she is with child.
Right.
And you can see it in the Old Testament, the New Testament. So if people go, if your listeners go on to the website, Hosea, hopefully you'll share the address and all that, HoseaInitiative.org,
right,
and go to our shop. We've designed, first off, really inexpensive little 5x7 cards that have a beautiful picture on the front and then four scriptures on the back, helping people. And this is for the church community. We have churches who buy these by the bundle, like hundreds and hundreds of these.
Yes.
And then, so that's one easy thing, is to introduce the biblical language. And then equally as important, the same team player is very, very artistic, and she designed maternity wear. So, and it says she is with child.
With child.
An arrow. You just have to look at it. It's just beautiful, but there's something else that God gave her. And we now have this, I guess you call it trademarked. The pro-abortion side says, my body, my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Lord gave Claire was, no, it's two beating hearts, shared sacred space.
Wow. Yes, I like that.
Okay, and that's on all of the shirts. I think that's on the back or something, or side. I don't know where it is. But anyway, it's beautiful. And imagine if every with-child woman across America could be seen with this maternity wear on, you know. So that's one thing we're doing for with-child. We have that. And then, there's something else. I'm blanking. But the other thing we're doing is Maya Abraham, she read my book, What If We've Been Wrong, when she was 14 and a half years old, changed her life. Mm. She got on board the pro-life movement, and now she runs Hosea Initiative's Great Life Teens.
Wow. Mm.
And we have an educational portal, and we want every teenager across America and adult to go through this educational portal. It's all self-paced. It's the present, so they can go online, log in, just explain that, hey, I want to become a messenger of truth. You'll be contacted by Maya if you're a teenager, and by me or somebody else if it's an adult. And when we will then give access to the educational portal to go through the training on who was Bernard Nathanson, what did he do, the connection between breast cancer and abortion, and a whole lot more. We've got more and more videos coming out. And we're building grassroots. We want to stay connected with the people on the ground, but we want every 14-year-old across America and older to know everything they can about Dr. Bernard Nathanson. His legacy is the best, most encouraging pro-life and pro-Jesus conversion story of the last 100 years.
Yeah, there's nothing like experience. It carries a message that cannot be taken away. It is that clear. I'm on the website Hosea4you.org, and this was posted at the end of last year. She is with child. This is terrific. This is a great concept. The other thing that hit me is interesting during this prayer time, and how people have been praying to try to, you know, get control of the language and that. And it's also the presentation. You know, I thought, it's interesting. You know, we've been told that, HIPAA laws and the way the science should work and our health care and everything. See, this is the problem with the affordable health care and nationalizing our health care, is that nothing is private anymore. And this really, you know, I saw all these, you know, these women and especially on the left, and I felt sorry for them, Terry, in as much as that when they were responding with all the, I mean, the brutal and aggressive, mean language. I mean, the people on the right, I mean, you know, in the spirit of Mother Teresa and trying to, example love and concern, because you just don't know what you don't know. And the women who do know, their hearts break that people are so duped and not understanding, you know, the importance of, you know, carrying a child. But, you know, here's the difference I'm seeing. You've got an issue that should be private between a woman, the father, the doctor, her family. Now it's out in the streets, you know, buck naked. And why is it out in the streets? And the reason it's out in the streets is because of political purposes. It's because these politicians have used this to pay for abortion. They want everybody in the country to carry the freight to participate in this mass murder. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're only victorious because the people walk in darkness. If
yes.
they have, these are the things I tell people. Is before, you know, before you make an opinion, or if you're willing to reconsider your opinion, learn this. Learn about the legacy of Dr. Bernard Nathanson. Learn how he set up NARAL, Pro-Choice America, because they were aggressive, you know, about abortion when Planned Parenthood was on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody today thinks about Planned Parenthood. Well, before Planned Parenthood was pushing aggressively for abortion, it was Dr. Bernard Nathanson and NARAL.
Yes.
But learn about Nathanson, the truth he left behind. You can do it easily with What If We've Been Wrong. That's a good starting point. The other thing is to understand how the aggressive abortion industry has eviscerated parental rights. And there are resources for that. And one thing is learn about a judicial bypass. Another topic is to learn about the connection between the drastic or dramatic rise of breast cancer and the legalization of abortion. One easy thing, I want to shout it really loud, watch the video, and you can stream it online. It's called Hush.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, the woman who made it is actually, she's, quote, well, pro, she wants to call it pro-choice. She's pro-abortion.
Right.
But she says women have the right to know about this connection between breast, cervical, and liver cancer and hormonal contraception.
Mm-hmm.
And then the double whammy is that if that same woman also gets an abortion, she's just dramatically increased the likelihood of breast cancer,
yeah,
or her risk of breast cancer.
Wow.
And then
so much for safe and rare, huh?
Oh, yeah, right, exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, back in 1973, in situ breast cancer was one in 12 women.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's one in seven.
Wow.
And why is America, and too much to get into, but the information is out there. If they go to Breast Cancer Prevention Institute, you can download all this free information. It's all backed up by meta-analysis and all.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there.
Yeah.
But the mainstream media and big pharmaceutical and everybody who makes a buck on this, they want to keep it from women. So that's what I'm saying is if your listeners are willing, the two things, maybe you have listeners who are on the fence about this issue and maybe they bought some of the lies like, well, I'm not pro-abortion, but I think every woman, you know, it's a private matter and maybe she has the right to choose. No, that was the lie directly from Bernard Nathanson. But those people who are listening, begin learning the back history of all this, and lastly, about Margaret Sanger's Negro Project.
Right.
So if you're for abortion, then that means indirectly, or the argument could be made directly, well, you're for advancing Margaret Sanger's Negro Project, right, which she wanted to eviscerate the black race.
Exactly. But the thing is, Terry, the other thing people need to understand is with every right comes a consequence. And is it positive or is it negative? And what we're starting to see after all these years is there's a lot of negative that went underreported that or they've just flat out ignored and have dressed it up with this idea of my body, my right. That does not tell the story. And of course, you and I didn't even talk about abortifacients and the danger that is creating right now, where women are, you know, they're in their own apartments or their own homes,
yeah,
taking an abortifacient pill that the doctor says, well, it's just like taking Tylenol. Well, I've never taken Tylenol, and, you know, I mean, I'm not a woman, but I've never taken Tylenol and gone through the pain that they've had to go through that's being reported.
Yes. Now,
we've got to leave it there.
Hemorrhaging.
Exactly.
Think about this. So
we're out of time. Terry Beatley, thank you. HoseaForYou.org.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of...